NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Monday evening, March 9th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Branicks Group AG is intensifying talks with creditors of its promissory note loans maturing in March and April 2026, seeking a short-term extension until June 2026 for refinancing and property sales. The company reports a well-filled sales pipeline, good letting performance, and robust business operations. Branicks plans to present its annual financial statements and annual report on April 29, 2026, keeping the capital market and the public informed of further developments.
2025 financial results, GEA reports profitable growth, achieves climate targets ahead of schedule, and expects accelerated revenue growth in 2026. The company expects accelerated revenue growth of at least 5% in 2026. Order intake increased by 6.7%, reaching €5.9 billion, with revenue up 1.4% to €5.5 billion. EBITDA improved to €807 million, and net working capital decreased to 3.2% of revenue. GEA's mission, 30 strategic growth areas, also saw progress.
Lixti Biotechnology, LIXT, advances lead compound in tumor immunogenicity research. Lixti Biotechnology is making strides in tumor immunogenicity research with its lead compound LB100. By targeting a cellular enzyme involved in tumor biology and immune regulation, the company aims to enhance responsiveness to existing cancer therapies. This innovative approach could address the challenge of tumors that remain invisible to the immune system, potentially improving outcomes for patients undergoing cancer treatment.
Building a new cancer care ecosystem, Liora's proton therapy and Lixti's drug pipeline in synergy, Lixti Biotechnology Holdings and its subsidiary, Liora Technologies, are collaborating to enhance cancer care. Liora's LICKIT system and Lixti's LB-100 drug work together to improve treatment outcomes. This partnership aims to create a more effective and accessible cancer care ecosystem. Recently, Lixti Biotechnology Holdings, Inc. acquired Liora Technologies with a focus on advancing innovative compact proton therapy through the LICKIT system.
Renewal Fuels Inc., RNWF, expands leadership and targets 2026 milestone for Texitron TM Fusion platform. Renewal Fuels Inc. expands leadership with fusion researcher Fabrice David and Chief Electrical and Power Systems Officer Travis Yakimishin. The company aims to deploy a 100 MHz operational unit by 2026, selling electricity on a per kilohertz basis. Transitioning to American Fusion Inc. after merging with Kepler Fusion Technologies, Renewal Fuels focuses on advancing its Texitron TM fusion system and strengthening governance and regulatory positioning.
Realoys announces closing of upsized $50 million public offering. Realoys Inc. has closed an upsized $50 million public offering, selling 2,702,702 shares of common stock at $18.50 per share. The underwriters have a 30-day option to purchase up to an additional 396,963 shares. The gross proceeds will fund working capital and general corporate purposes. The company's North American mine-to-magnet supply chain includes rare earth assets in Saskatchewan and downstream manufacturing in Ohio.
Soligenix Inc. secures key European milestone for Dusketide development.
Solugenics Inc. secures a key European milestone for Duskedi development, receiving a positive opinion from the EMA's Committee for Orphan Medicinal Products. This designation provides incentives such as protocol assistance, reduced regulatory fees, and up to 10 years of market exclusivity post-approval. Duskedi, an innate defense regulator, aims to modulate the body's immune system. CEO Christopher J. Suck. Schaber expresses enthusiasm for advancing the program. What Alex Passler's first 60 days at Valis reveal about the future of premium flex workspace? Alex Passler's first 60 days at Valis reveal a surprising trend in premium flex workspace. The quiet, exclusive environment at Finlay's On House challenges the conventional co-working buzz. Larger corporations are sending team members to test the space, attracted by Valis's landlord partnership model. The patient approach focuses on curated member selection, ensuring long-term stickiness over rapid fill rates. Work club memberships are gaining traction after initial market education.
Beyond the Build, How One Construction VP's podcast is bridging policy, workforce development, and regional economic growth. Kelvin Enfinger Jr.'s Beyond the Build podcast, in partnership with ABC North Florida and Florida Construction News, delves into policy, workforce challenges, and economic development in the construction industry. With guests like ABC Florida's lobbyist and ABC National's government affairs VP, the show goes beyond project talk to discuss legislative priorities, federal advocacy, and regional economic strategies. Tune in for insights impacting workforce availability, permitting timelines, and project feasibility across Florida.
Gold and silver prices retreat as the week closes. Gold and silver prices retreated sharply on Thursday, heading towards a weekly low. Despite factors like a strong USD and rising Treasury yields, the drop remains unexplained. Structural deficits in silver supply, increased industrial demand, and the safe haven appeal of precious metals still support a bullish outlook. This correction is unlikely to impact forecasts for industry players like New Pacific Metals Corp.
Ongoing digital monitoring could make immunotherapy more accessible. Ongoing digital monitoring could revolutionize access to life-extending cancer immunotherapies, potentially benefiting rural and underserved patients. The current mandatory hospital stay requirement poses a significant barrier to treatment. Companies like Calliditas Biotherapeutics Inc. are at the forefront of this transformation. Stay tuned for more updates on this developing story.
Investor news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. provides update on proposed NASDAQ listing via ADR structure. Nikola Mining Inc. provided an update on its plan to pursue a NASDAQ listing through an American depository receipt structure. This strategy aims to access U.S. capital markets while maintaining its share capital structure on its home exchange. The company's proposed listing is under NASDAQ review following Rule 1M-5101-3, which evaluates qualitative risks before approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Heartbeam Inc. moves forward focused on advancing portable high-fidelity cardiac monitoring. Heartbeam Inc. is moving forward with a focus on advancing portable high-fidelity cardiac monitoring. The Heartbeam system, the first cable-free ECG system capturing heart signals from three directions, aims to revolutionize cardiac care. The company is dedicated to enhancing both hardware and software platforms. Based in Santa Clara, California, Heartbeam is set to transform how cardiac arrhythmias are detected and monitored.
AA News breaks. Wearable Devices Limited announces 1-for-3 reverse share split to maintain NASDAQ listing compliance. Wearable Devices Limited has announced a 1-for-3 reverse split of its ordinary shares and tradable warrants to maintain NASDAQ listing compliance. The split, effective on March 11, 2026, aims to increase the per-share trading price to meet the $1 minimum bid price requirement. Shareholders approved the move at a special meeting on February 19, 2026, with trading to continue under the existing ticker symbols WLDS and WWSW. That's it for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.